Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Trying to look for you. Like, yes, you know, man, so much respect for you.
Likewise. It's been interesting to be able to study for these couple of weeks. Yeah. That's really good. You got a lot of good stuff.
Appreciate you saying that. Feelings are mutual. I mean, just the way that you guys are able to shift your identity and really still be able to figure it out. I mean, week in and week out, it's unbelievable, man. It's really a credit to you guys. So much respect.
You guys are playing good now. Playing good. We'll catch up in the offseason.
Yeah, no, I look forward to that. It'd be great. It's pretty wild, though, but looking forward to catching up. But really, so much respect for you and the way you do it, man. You're what's right about coaching.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Coach.
That's Sean McVay kissing the ring. Bill Belichick for the Super Bowl. We're back, Marks and Reese.
That's why he took the L.
Doug did not kiss the ring.
That's why he took the L.
Well.
Because he was enamored with Bill.
Looking over the other sideline.
Yeah, he's over there like, oh, look at Bill. He's coaching a great defensive game. I can't do anything.
Or maybe his quarterback sucks.
Like, they're tied at the hip.
Well, they are. Indeed, they are.
He can move on from them if he wants to.
They probably should have.
Well, it's easier said than done when you don't have a replacement that's ready-made, right?
Well, I mean, when you're the guru, how hard can it be? It's him.
But see, like here's the thing, is that if Jared Goff is what he is, the Rams aren't going to win a Super Bowl. Right, like it quarterback play matters. All right, and you can be the best coach, you can be the worst coach in the world, but if you have high quarterback play, like look at Peyton Manning. Right, Peyton Manning was able to. He was the offensive coordinator for a lot of those years. Right, so your quarterback matters, and if Jared Goff is Jared Goff, then Sean McVay's probably not going to win anything. Right?
I don't know why.
I mean, why?
Why not?
Because he's not good.
Oh, so then the coach needs players.
The coach does need players. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, especially a quarterback.
Okay.
Right? I mean, how many – we know that there's been the Trent Dilfers of the world that hasn't won, but outside of that, I mean, how many Super Bowls are won without good quarterback play at some point? Not often. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, if you're looking to get engaged, it's the place to go. 25,000-square-foot showroom, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville.
Well, how did he score those 28 points a game?
Who? The Rams? Well, I mean, you're going to score points in the regular season. You're going to score more points on some weeks against bad teams, for sure. You know things change when you get to the playoffs. You're facing the better defensive coordinators.
I mean, he used his points per game stat, so I'm just wondering if it's him or you say it's not Jared Goff. I don't know. When Jared Goff doesn't play well, it isn't Sean McVay's fault. It's Jared Goff's fault when Jared Goff has a down year. But when Jared Goff has a year that gets him to the Super Bowl, it's not Jared Goff. He's trash. It's Sean McVay.
No, I mean, I'm not going to say that McVay had a great game coaching. Just like if Nick Foles in the Super Bowl doesn't play the way he plays, we're not talking about Doug Peterson winning a Super Bowl. Right, like Doug deserves a lot of credit for the Super Bowl win. I'm not trying to take it away from him. If Nick Foles doesn't make the throws, they don't win. Jared Goff didn't make the throws. Jared Goff sucks.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to figure out. I know you keep saying that. So that's why I asked, well, how they get – if I'm to believe Jared Goff sucks, I'm trying to figure out how do they score the points that they score with the guru coach.
A quarterback the caliber of Jared Goff normally will only take you so far. Right, and they were fortunate.
I'll move on.
As you said, they were fortunate to even be in the Super Bowl that year.
I'm good.
No, all right,
no, I'm good.
Let's go to Juan in Jersey. Juan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Rarely do I call in, You guys are by far my favorite, but I'm so fired up right now. I can't believe this is even a conversation.
Neither can I, really.
I swear to God, I don't understand it. If in any business, in any education, in any athletics, if you have two candidates, but one has achieved more at the highest level, how do you not think he's better? John, if they've been coaching about the same time in the same profession, but one has done it at a higher level, how is he not better?
Well, a Super Bowl doesn't just make you better, right? I mean,
what?
Hold on, Juan. Hang on a second. Is Mike McCarthy a great coach, Juan? Is Brian Billick a great coach? Because they have Super Bowls. Before Andy Reid won a Super Bowl last year, was Brian Billick a better head coach than Andy Reid?
Well, hold on. There's a difference between saying he's a – nobody said Doug's a great coach. We said he's better than Sean McVay.
But using the Super Bowl as the bar to say, well, he won a Super Bowl, so Sean McVay can't possibly be bad, that's wrong. Because guys win Super Bowls, that doesn't make them better. Except, like, Mike McCarthy's not better because he won a Super Bowl. Either you're better or you're not.
You know the difference?
Yes.
Is it the way they won the Super Bowl? See, you bring up Brian Billick. That was a defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
That's obvious to everybody. You bring up Barry Switzer. He took over Jimmy Johnson's team. That's obvious to everybody. Doug Peterson didn't have any of those advantages to get his Super Bowl. You're trying to discredit his Super Bowl by bringing up guys who had Super Bowls won for them.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, Barry Switzer.
I didn't bring up Barry Switzer. I brought up Mike McCarthy.
That was Mike McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now let me get this straight. Now, Mike McCarthy, even though he won a Super Bowl, is not a good coach.
I don't think Mike McCarthy's a good coach, no. I wouldn't have hired if I was the Cowboys. I don't think he's a good coach, no.
Even though he's got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, a Super Bowl doesn't necessarily mean that you're better than a coach that doesn't have a Super Bowl.
No, it doesn't.
Using the Super Bowl as the end-all, be-all, I'm not doing that.
I know you're not, because it's hard for you to win the argument. So then let me ask you this. What argument are you using that gives Sean McVay the advantage over Doug? Stick to those two. Because what we're doing is debating these two guys. Forget about the other coaches. This is what he has over Sean McVay as a coach. So I'm trying to figure out, what are you using that weighs more than what Doug has as an advantage over Sean McVay that somehow makes McVay the better coach? So it's so obvious that he's the better coach. As you said earlier, it's not even close.
Yeah. If GMs in the NFL were picking a coach, I don't think it would be close. I don't think that how many would want Doug over Sean McVay? I don't think a lot. I don't.
So is that's the argument you're using, that the GMs?
No, I'm not. He's younger. He's a better offensive mind. He's a better schemer. He can do more. If Sean McVay had Carson Wentz, this team would look a lot different. A lot different.
Except Doug's. But here's where you're wrong at, because Doug's biggest moments didn't come with Carson Wentz until last year. Carson Wentz didn't play in the Super Bowl. That was Nick Foles.
Right, but he was 11-2, right?
Yeah, but he didn't win. No, I'm talking about winning a Super Bowl.
Oh, so now the 11-2 doesn't matter with Carson Wentz.
Hold on. I'm talking about Doug.
Right.
Doug didn't win the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz quarterbacking.
Right.
It was Nick Foles. So you're implying that Doug has an advantage because he has the better quarterback, and I'm telling you his greatest achievements didn't come with that quarterback.
No, that's not what I just said. What I just said was I think McVay's a better offensive coach. And
well, you
in
said
the,
if he
in,
had Carson Wentz, he would. I mean, that's why I'm imagining that you're saying Doug gets the benefit of the doubt because he has Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz can do a lot with less, right? Like we saw it last year. Carson Wentz can do a lot more with less. Jared Goff can't do that, right? And if you were to combine Wentz and the skill and what you're able to do with him, Doug Peterson's running the West Coast offense from 1997. Last week.
And still won the Super Bowl.
All right. Yeah, won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles playing his ass off, too. Yeah, well, how did the greatest performance ever.
Against the same coach, same defense, how did the innovative coach, the guru, how did his offense look? Since you're talking about the 1990s West Coast offense.
What did
the newfound offense look like?
Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP, HC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios.
Huh?
And look at last week. Look at what Doug did last week and what Sean McVay did last week.
He scored 17 points. They scored the same amount of points.
I think they scored 20.
Oh, they scored 20. You're right.
Yeah. Three more points.
Three more points. You're right.
I mean, you got to give them credit.
Guru!
Yeah, but you know what they did?
Guru!
You know what they did?
What?
They won the game.
Oh!
He managed the game. He did it with running the football, with guys that no one thought was going to do anything.
All right, I'm tapping out, man. Let the people have it.
Let's go to Chris.
Let the people tell us what they
Chris
think.
In Washington Township. Chris, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
How are you?
What's up, Chris?
All right. Like, I don't think he's going to give up on this.
I don't either. Yeah, that's why I said I don't even know where else I can go with it, Chris.
I don't think you go anywhere, man. But, just, you know. It's a tough one. I'm a Doug guy, you know. I'm not still sipping that 2017 Kool-Aid. I'm off that. I'm just looking at his pedigree and how he rallies the troops. You know, I mean, that's a different. And I just heard that clip from the Super Bowl. That tells you right there about that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Jack.
You know, yeah. I mean, Jack, that was great. That was great. You know, that tells me
Jack!
About that guy. That tells me about that guy right there.
What do you think on Sunday, Chris?
I think Sunday's going to be good. I think we're going to be all right. I'm not worried about what these Las Vegas odds and all this are saying, man. I'm not worried about that. I think we're going to be all right. If we get some weapons for this guy, for this kid, I understand his apprenticeship is over. It's time to let's go, you know. I'd like to see him check off some more. But we've got to get more weapons for this guy, man. I mean, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, all these are big names. Who do we have, man? I mean, come
Goddard,
on.
Goddard, Ertz, DeSean Jackson.
I know, but still. Again, but they're on pitch count.
I hear you.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
but hold on a second. Hang on. So who put DeSean Jackson on a pitch count last week?
Doug? I know.
Doug?
I understand. And they got a little arrogant. Like we heard him even talking to Angelo. He got a little arrogant. I'm not going to lie there. Now he's feeling himself. He felt himself a little bit. Now he's coming back to reality.
But he was Chris, thank you. He was mad. And it's okay. Like he's irritated because they lost the game. Now everybody's questioning him. I have no problem with Doug being irritated.
So when Doug wins Sunday, is he still not going to be as good of a coach as Sean McVay?
It'd be harder for me to make the same
it'd
argument.
It'd be even harder for you to make the same argument.
But
You're
it doesn't
right.
matter. It's one game. I mean, ultimately, I mean, GMs would still take McVay over Doug. One game's not going to change that.
No, I'm talking about here. We're not talking about GMs because, first of all, I haven't heard any GM go on record and say that. So we're talking about people who are actually going on record and saying they would rather have McVay over Doug. That's what I'm talking about. Forget about using somebody else, anonymous sources. I'm asking what you would do. So I'm asking, when the Eagles win Sunday, if they win Sunday, are you still going to be making this argument that you would rather have McVay over Doug?
I mean, it depends on the details of the game.
If Doug is 3-0 against McVay, it depends on how it looks. Okay,
If Doug comes out and does the exact same thing he did last week, but Carson is miraculous in getting the win, it's probably not going to make me feel better about Doug, to be honest with you. Who knows what's going to happen on Sunday if they win? Let's go to...
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, who knows how they're going to do it? Right, like, did all of a sudden the last four games of last season was that great coaching, or did Carson just step up and they were playing lesser competition? Right, like, I don't think Doug was doing any better coaching at the end of the year. I think Carson stepped up his game.
I mean, I'm just talking about him versus McVay. That's all I'm talking about. I'm just trying to figure out what advantage he has over Doug.
Let's go to Jeff in West Hampton.
That's
Jeff,
all.
Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Ike, I got it. So if the Super Bowl is the barometer, so are you telling me that Trent Dilfer and Eli Manning are better than Dan Marino?
No.
Okay, so the Super Bowl is not the barometer.
We're not talking about players. We're talking about coaches.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Things fall in place.
No, it's not.
That Eagles team was, other than maybe the Jets way back in the day, that Eagles team is the single most one-and-done Super Bowl-winning team ever. They didn't have the pedigree of the 85 Bears. Or the
How many did they
Bucks,
win? How many did the 85 or, Bears win?
Or the, no, that's what I'm saying. Those teams and the 99 Rams, all those teams, like the great, like one and dones, you thought they were going to win multiple Super Bowls because they were built and they were well coached and they were very, very good teams. And you look back at it and like, man, they only won one. The Eagles caught lightning in a bottle with Nick Foles. There was nothing. I personally, you know, when you see Doug and his press conferences and some of his play calls, he comes across to me like a buffoon a lot of the time.
I know. I used to hear that same thing about Charlie Manuel.
But Charlie had a better team that was built for the long haul.
He also won a World Series. He also won the World Series. All I'm telling you. I know
very
a lot of these guys. Hey, Jeff, I know a lot of these guys that sound like they're the smartest guys in the room. Know a lot of them. stand up there, give you all the big words, give you analytics, give you all that. Know a lot of them. Chip Kelly was one of those guys. I know a lot of those guys. They win the room with the press conferences. I know those guys. I've seen a bunch of them. Smartest guys in the room.
You'll crucify Doug in the regular season when he has a boneheaded, you know, you got to either just accept that he's going to be aggressive and make these plays because it worked in the Super Bowl. See, that's just, you have to accept him how he is, or don't accept him. And either you're going to say, he won the Super Bowl doing this, which if Philly didn't work, my gosh, it would have blown up. How are you taking the ball out of the quarterback's hands in that situation? But it worked. So you have to stick with it even in these situations. You know,
and guess what? If the referees had actually – guess what, Jeff? If the officials had actually threw a pass interference call like they should have, guess who wouldn't even made it to the Super Bowl?
I'm just saying, Doug, the whole thing caught lightning in a bottle, and we all know
Jeff, that. I understand that. I didn't say Doug was one of the greatest coaches ever. I'm talking strictly about this guy, Sean McVay. That's what I'm talking about, is why I would rather have Doug Peterson than Sean McVay. That's what I'm talking about. I'm putting what Doug has done through his 4-year coaching career up against the 3-year coaching career of the guru, Sean McVay. That's all I'm doing. Don't tell me about Trent Dilfer winning a Super Bowl versus Dan Marino. Don't give me that nonsense. Because now you're trying to tell me Sean McVay is the equivalent of Dan Marino.
Well, not yet.
As if he's running through the league. As if he's running through the NFL setting records as a coach. He had 2 impressive years his first years with a stacked roster. And Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, Aqib Talib. Who was the other corner? Marcus Peterson. Michael Brockers. Todd Gurley, Brandon Cooks,
but why were they so
Cooper
bad
Kupp. Hold on,
that?
hold on. Let me finish talking. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and they, as slowly as those guys have slowly left, they don't look as good as they looked in those first 2 years. They don't look as good as they looked in those first 2 years. So we'll see what they look like this year. He's the guru. He should be able to coach anybody. I mean, Doug is coaching backups and plumbers and janitors and all of that and still getting to the playoffs.
Well, but yeah. I understand that point, but you're discrediting McVay for not making the playoffs last year. And, I mean, I think the division was better out west. I know that doesn't matter. But I'm just saying.
No, it is. That's obvious.
Okay, 9-7. Both are 9-7. But yeah. McVay lost three starting members of the offensive line last year. It's not like it's not like they both weren't coaching with adversity. He had 11 different offensive linemen last year.
Okay, you're right. And when Doug lost – left tackle, starting quarterback, third down back, middle linebacker, best special teams player. What did he go and do? Did he miss the playoffs?
Guys stepped up.
Did he miss the playoffs?
They were 11-2.
Okay, were they 1-done?
No.
As underdogs. Sean McVay in his first year went 11-5 and lost the home playoff game to the Falcons.
Might be a choker.
That's what he did. That's what Sean McVay did.
Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com.
I'll never let you guys disrespect the hometown people for somebody because you got eyes for something that ain't in town because it looks good from afar. Oh, yeah, Sean McVay, the guru, the offensive guru.
I don't know. My eyes...
More GMs would warn him. I guess GMs that'll be fired, too. GMs that'll be fired. Not GMs that actually – speaking of GMs, I mean, Les Snead. How about the guys he's drafting? How about the team he's putting around? Trades he's made. He made that trade for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, and they're not going to have first-round draft picks for a while, right? Like,
oh, let's see how smart – we're going to see how good the guru is.
Excuse me.
Or we're going to start blaming the GM for not getting him talent. It ain't going to never be the guru's fault, is it?
No, it will be, sure, absolutely.
Okay.
If they don't win this year, right? They've more than enough talent to where they should be a playoff team this year. More than enough talent.
Which you want to bet they don't make the playoffs?
How much do I want to bet? I don't want to bet.
I said, what do you want to bet?
I don't want to bet anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you think the Eagles are making the playoffs?
You got them as the third best team in the NFC.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm telling you, the Rams aren't making the playoffs. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. I guess we'll see at the end of the season. Jack, my screener is down. Who do I have coming up next here?
Let's go to Neil in L.A.
Neil in L.A., listening on the radio.com app. Hi, Neil.
Yo, guys. What's up, man?
Yo, Neil.
Oh, you're closer to the action. What's Sean McVay look like out there, Neil?
Like a handsome midget.
Listen, he is handsome.
I want to real quick about these two coaches, and I'll answer it from a different perspective. I work in the field of entertainment, and I'm a publicist. I actually manage a lady named Cindy Margolis for like the last 30 years or so. If I was representing both of these guys as a publicist, their careers end 10 years from now. And McVay's maybe got some more wins than Doug, but nothing else has really changed. And I start booking coaches for celebrity tours and speeches. I'm getting 3 to 5 times the amount to book Doug. And they're going to book this other little twit because he's been beaten head to head and he doesn't have the Super Bowl. And I'm not even sure Doug may have another Super Bowl with the Packers. Did he have another Super Bowl too? Or?
Oh, yeah. He won one as a player. Yeah. With the Packers.
Yeah. So he's got two. There's not even a comparison at this point. And as far as being an offensive guru, McVay had, what was it, Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Todd Gurley. How could you not be an offensive
guru? Yeah, how can you not be?
Who's his quarterback?
Jared Goff, the number one pick in the draft.
Okay, you think he's good?
He's good.
I'm not in the thing where I hate him because I like Carson Wentz. I think he's pretty good, yeah.
He's a top 15. I think Jared Goff's a top 15 quarterback. That's what I think he is. Probably 15, 16.
Ball player.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. With all the talent they had on the offense, how come before McVay got there, they were dreadful in offense?
Because they had a defensive coach, Jeff Fisher.
Well, but first of all, understand something. I grew up in Northeast Philly, Max Meyer's playground. I'm an Eagles fan. Now you're talking to me like you think I'm a Rams fan, and I'm not. I just moved
I'm asking you why, with all the – you said that they had all these weapons. How could they not
be good?
Well,
they didn't have them under Jeff Fisher.
They had Gurley.
That's one player.
Okay, so then McVay just comes in magically, and the offense gets really good the next 2 years.
No one said he's not a good coach.
No?
No one said that. I said he's not better than Doug Peterson.
Okay.
That's what I've said.
See, Doug hasn't shown to be very good recently, right?
It's like Sunday.
I'm not looking enough at 2017. And you have to give him credit for the team being resilient and not giving up. Right? Like, it's a fact. They have come back to where they thought
2018?
The season was over. What about it?
Yeah. You give him credit for 18?
Well, when Nick Foles came in and won the last couple games of the season?
Yes.
When he rushed Carson Wentz back too early?
Yes. He was the head coach. Yes.
I mean, he made the playoffs. They won a playoff game, sure.
Dude, I just asked, do you give him credit? That's all I asked.
Yes, I give him credit.
That's all I asked. I mean, it's so hard for you to do.
Yes, I give him credit for it.
Okay.
Jack, who do we have? Sorry, my screen's down.
Davon in Newark, Delaware.
Davon, go ahead, buddy. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I appreciate you guys taking my call.
And, what's up, Dave?
Hey, I think I figured it out. I think I figured out why they like McVay.
Yes.
Because they want the easy route. But they don't want no jewelry. They want the easy regular season. You get the wins here and there. Oh, you 12 wins, 13 wins, cool. But you don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Doug has faced every piece of adversity, including, like you just said yesterday, he's dealing with a locker room with some still Super Bowl dickheads in there that want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still managing to get the team to the playoffs every single year since the Super Bowl. And what did the Rams do last year for McVay?
Quit. Choked
when
down
they
the stretch.
Had every chance to go to the playoffs. They said, we're done with this guy. Because you know what? They seen that Super Bowl performance when they put up 3 points and really broke him down to say, well, is he really what he say he is? And now that's what you see from that team now. You see people leaving, and you see the team not knowing which direction they're going to go in because they don't fully trust their coach. But I know one thing. When adversity comes, Dougie P gets that team ready. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
All right, you got it, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to punch him up for me, Jake. Inge is on the line. What's up, Inge?
Look, I just want to mention first my Miami Heat are playing tonight.
Your Miami Heat? Wow.
Big time Miami Heat fan. Look,
when did that start, Inge? Was that Harold Miner or more recent?
No, that started with the bubble, beginning of the bubble.
Oh, right.
look, this is my point with the Eagles. The only mano-to-mano matchup I care about is the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. In my opinion, they are the best team in the NFC. Think about this.
I agree with you, Iggy. Let me just say, I agree with you.
But you guys talked about this last game, and you guys are focused on one game, and you're focused on, you know, going to the playoffs, winning 9-10 games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about all or nothing with this team. I don't care if they go 2. I'd rather they go 2-14 than 8-8.
Oh, no, you
what
don't.
What I care about is this. I want to see.
No, you don't.
I think that this is why the first game I thought was perfect. You're playing a lowly team. I want them to try everything and anything. I want to know what their upside is. That's exactly what they should do. I'm not interested in beating Washington. Yeah, you should beat the Washingtons. I'm more interested in beating when we play Seattle, when we play San Francisco. Those are the teams that matter.
San Francisco. You're not beating Seattle.
I want to know that we have a shot of winning the Super Bowl.
We don't.
Every year.
We don't, Iggy. We don't.
But then this season means nothing.
Well, to you, it doesn't.
It means nothing.
To you, but not to everybody else.
Who cares about this season? You never know. Look at the Miami Heat.
Well, they had most of their season already played, man.
Huh?
They
Look
had
at
most
that.
Of their
Look
they,
at
they,
it.
They had most of their season already played. I don't have this as a Super Bowl team. That didn't change Sunday. I said that prior to shaky 10-6 was really a 9-7, but I thought I could juice it up there right before the season started. Looks like they are certainly closer to 9-7 than they are a 10-6 team. But that's not even my issue. And I actually have Seattle and Kansas City in the Super Bowl, and I got Russell Wilson winning the MVP this year. I think Seattle is the best team in the NFC. So that's not even a question. I went on record saying that last week. This team is not ready to beat the Seahawks. This team's not ready to beat a team like that. They're not. Russell Wilson is in his 9th or 10th year. He's primed. 9th or 10th year. They got a little something going on out there. I think they're the best team in the NFC.
Mm.
You can make an argument that Russell Wilson is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, great week one.
That's an argument. And I did make that argument last year when Pat Mahomes had a little bit of a down year. When he wasn't lighting up the scoreboard, this was during the season. I know they eventually went on and won the Super Bowl, but during the season, Patrick Mahomes wasn't lighting up the scoreboard every week. He threw 26 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. I mean, they won, but the year before, he threw 50.
Yep.
You know, last year, Russell Wilson, with that squad, he had them in position to be the number one seed in the NFC. Weren't they? Well, for most of the year, it was them in San Francisco, right?
And then they dropped off late.
Yeah, and they dropped a couple games late in the season when they lost some players. But they were in that position solely because of Russell Wilson. That's not a great defense.
No.
So,
not the best skill guy.
I know how good Russell Wilson is. Forget he's in a separate category. That's almost a 10-year vet. You look at the rest of the NFC. Boy, it looks like Aaron Rodgers is motivated.
Aaron Rodgers had a great first week, yep.
He looks motivated. What else am I looking at in the NFC? I ain't scared of Dak. Don't trust the Cowboys. Ain't scared of the Rams. Everybody else is young. Jimmy Garoppolo. I ain't scared of Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers. I'm not scared of that. What other team in the NFC? Oh, you got the
Saints.
You got the South. You got the Saints. Matter of fact, I got the Saints in Seattle in my championship game, in the NFC championship game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting with Tampa, how they look. Tom Brady, I don't know if you heard, he spoke.
Yeah.
You can tell by his reaction, he was asked about Bruce Arians. Obviously not happy, and not happy to be having to answer the question.
Yeah, Bruce Arians, you need to chill out, dude.
Jack, do you have that? Yeah, it's a question, and you have the question in it as well. Here's Tom Brady. There you go.
A lot of talk this week about Bruce Arians kind of being Bruce Arians and kind of being blunt in his criticism of you, and specifically in the 2 interceptions. How is that for you? I think there's a perception that you haven't taken a lot of criticism from your coaches before. I don't think this is something that surprised you this week, is it?
So what's the question?
Just whether you were surprised at all to hear Bruce speaking publicly about the picks and being critical of you as he was.
You know, he's a coach, so, you know, I'm a player. Just trying to win a game.
There you go, that's Tom. And the look on his face, which was just like, man,
yeah.
Why are you asking me this?
It's Tom Brady, man.
Yep.
It's Tom Brady, dude. I don't want to hear that. We coach everybody the same nonsense. Shut up, Bruce. No, you don't.
Only thing Bruce Arians is right about was Chip.
Right, yeah, remember that? Yeah,
we hated him for that.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Like, dude, you're coaching Tom Brady. Relax. Relax.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You're not just trying to prove a point to your players that you can be critical of Tom Brady.
He was trying to live up to his reputation of being a hard ass.
Well, first of all, you ain't Bill Belichick. You don't have 6 rings. So Tom may take that from Bill Belichick, but you may get a side eye. Like, come on, Bruce. Be thankful Tom Brady chose that team to come to.
Could have had Jameis.
Yeah, like, come on, Bruce Arians. Come on now. Oh, man. I like Bruce Arians. He's a Temple guy. I like him as a coach.
Oh, he's Temple tough.
I mean, that staff down there, I know. I know Todd Bowles. I know Mike Caldwell's a very good friend of mine. Was my mentor coming into the league down there. So I know the people on the coaching staff. But, dude, Bruce Arians, come on, man.
Yeah, the whole public criticism being a hard ass. I mean, Bill Parcells isn't coaching the league anymore. It's not that kind of a league.
You had to do that with Tom Brady, dude. Like, you, after one game and no preseason games, like, you went over the top with that.
Yes, he did.
Man, I wish that was happening here. You're crushing Bruce Arians.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We have bad news. If you're an Eagle fan that wanted to go down to tailgate at the game on Sunday, we'll give you the details of that coming up right after this. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.